This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, before I came here, it was very difficult to really get in touch with the right teachers and to learn the right knowledge. And I would say the majority of people today don't even know where to start, right? Where do you get the right teacher? Who do you contact? Now, let's say if we were to focus our, you know, range down, let's just take the average Muslim. What is the average Muslim supposed to do?
This is a good question because how do you start? And in anything, really, just getting your foot in the door is the biggest accomplishment. I remember myself being totally confused. All right, I loved scholarship and knowledge, but didn't know that our Ummah was as divided and broken up as it is, which is prophesied. So yeah, the Prophet told us that this is going to happen, which gives a person comfort. Because when you see a problem, and there you have your Prophet, peace be upon him, telling you that he's telling you that this is going to happen, that means he's also giving you an antidote to it, right? A solution to it, all right? He recognizes it. So you know, this Prophet, peace be upon him, he's not with us today, but his prophecies are living amongst us today. We see it in front of our own two eyes. So the way I began was I asked myself, what access do I have? And that is Allah, Azza wa Jalla. You have Allah, right? And we have a dua that is the dua that will deliver you, all right, to the scholarship that is going to be true. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinaba. This is a dua that should be said in the last third of the night, in the prayer, in the sajda, with tadarrah, with desperation, whenever a person is confused about the truth. Whenever an individual doesn't know, all right, and fitna has a couple meanings. Number one, it's temptation. Number two, it's killing, right? And the third definition of it is when the truth and falsehood are confused. Okay. When the truth and falsehood are confused, right? And a person doesn't know truth from falsehood, at that point, that's what we call fitna, right? We call that fitna, and this dua is supposed to clear up the fitna. On top of that, you have in the Quran, okay, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, all right, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, all right, and we know, we have this ayah which states, whoever has taqwa, Allah will show a way out for him. This is in everything, in knowledge, in wealth, in any situation, whoever has taqwa, Allah will show him a way out, okay. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُعَلِّمْهُ اللَّهُ, whoever has taqwa, right? And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whoever acts upon what Allah taught him, then Allah will give him more knowledge directly from himself. And that knowledge directly from himself is not anything new. It's understanding of what's right and what's wrong. Okay? Whenever you have a dilemma, what is this right or is that wrong? So most people out there, they are suffering from this and will continue because as new events come, you get more confused by new events where there's no precedent on these events. So even the contemporary scholars will be differing. And by the way, in America, you have very few scholars. You have advanced students of knowledge, right? So even in America, don't say, oh, these are scholars. You have advanced students of knowledge. We have to recognize that, okay? Advanced students of knowledge. That means they'll be susceptible to mistakes and they have to have teachers that they go back to. All right. As much as there is a movement now to just say, all right, let's develop our own scholarship. How are you going to develop scholarship when you don't even have scholars in the first place?
Absolutely.
You have to have, there has to be a constant go back and forth. And the advanced student of knowledge, he's going to be wise enough to recognize what part of his teacher's teachings are relevant to his location, right? And which part are absolute, right, to every location.
So could you repeat the dua for us once again?
The dua is Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba, which means, oh Allah, show me the truth as truth, right? And bless me with the ability to follow it. And show me falsehood as falsehood and give me the ability to avoid it. And we avoid falsehood, right? Some people out there Islam is not a type of a free-for-all operation. If once you know that something is a falsehood, right, the proponents of that falsehood, we are taught to stop listening to them completely, right? Yani someone with a complete heresy in the deen, you're going to confuse yourself, right? You're going to confuse yourself. You're going to be confused, okay? And you're going to end up going in circles, okay? And if you had any other discipline, in any other discipline, you spend a long time choosing which university you go to, and then you stick to it. You don't switch every 2 years. You don't take a class here and a class there. You don't switch out after freshman year. And then after sophomore year, switch to another school. Trainers, if you're going to get a trainer, you're going to think very hard on who is the right trainer, okay? You go and spend a little time with this person, a little time with the next person, a little time with the third person, and then you figure out which trainer, right, is going to suit you, and you stick with them. The people who switch and go back and forth, these are the last people to learn, right? Or the last people to attain anything. You need consistency in all disciplines. So imagine now the most important discipline, the discipline with a lot of detail, the discipline with the most on the line. We have heaven and hell on the line, right? So a person should spend a lot of time first asking the question of from whom do we take our deen, right? What are the signs of people? We said the first sign is if you're in their presence, you remember Allah Azza wa Jal. The second sign, all right, is وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above this person is another scholar. Which means, and above that scholar is another scholar, and above that scholar is another scholar. What do we call that? Isnad, a chain of transmission, right? He's not coming out of the blue. So this is a very important subject, the subject of who do we learn from.